Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live, as always, you're invited to call in, take control of the airwaves. It is a beautiful Friday evening. It's weird to be here on a Friday. This is only like the third or fourth time I've ever been here on a Friday, so it's a bit, it's weird, it's different, and, you know, I like it. But with you today is Aria.
Hey, Chris.
And as I was saying, you are invited to join the show, 603-283-6160, if you want to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. I'm sort of surprised they still let us do radio together, Chris, based on some of the conversations that we've had in the past.
Yeah.
But hey, it is what it is, right? I've got a story here that I think you would be interested in. Of course, you have a story about the First Amendment and coding and why code is, it's an argument for why code is protected by the First Amendment, right? Which makes this, it's literally words, right? I don't understand how there could be any ambiguity to this, because it's speech.
You know, they make up all sorts of, like, exceptions, like commercial speech is not as, it's not protected as much as political speech, and, you know, they have tried to, like, you know, carve out various exceptions to the First Amendment.
Now, but commercial speech, is that like businesses? They are...
Yeah, like advertise, like cigarette companies aren't allowed to advertise anymore. Things like that.
Okay. Well, this story here that I have, we're going to talk about that later. This story here is Meta, that's the company that now owns Facebook, or Facebook... The parent company that owns Facebook changed its name to Meta. It's the same company they just rebranded. They have warned that 1 million Facebook users have had their login information potentially compromised. And this is, and obviously I figured you would like this story because it you know, bashes Facebook to some degree or not. You know, I think I'm probably one of the few Free Talk Live hosts still on Facebook. But I find it useful. You know, despite all its flaws, it is useful to me.
Yeah, I get it. My position on it is that I'm not on Facebook, to be clear, but...
Are you on any social media?
I am. I'm on Mastodon.
Okay.
I don't know if Matrix counts as social media. I'm on Matrix. I'm on, you know, I have a show. I mean, I guess that's not really social media, though, I guess. But you can do comments, like, on the...
Sure.
On the site where you download the show. Yeah, I'm trying to think where else I am on.
Well, you're on Matrix, and that's basically just Discord, and Discord qualifies as social media. It's weird to think of the Matrix server as being social media, but I guess it is. We tried defining social media at one point, and it became really vague and unclear what exactly is social media and what isn't.
It's weird because social media existed before social media. Except based if you have a broad enough definition, right?
Right, like BSS and things like that. Or BBS is one of the...
BBS, IRC, you know, I mean, like, chat, just in general.
Yeah.
AIM, I mean, I think social
media... What's the fundamental difference between, like, IRC and, you know, Discord, except one has more of a GUI?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess the only difference, maybe certain chats systems wouldn't be social media because it's not one-to-many, but... I don't know.
Good point. But Facebook is warning that 1 million users, they're warning 1 million users that their login information may have been compromised, not by Facebook, surprisingly enough, but through malicious apps. Meta's researchers found more than 400 malicious Android and Apple iOS apps this year that were designed to steal the personal Facebook login information of its users. Now, for those who don't know, you can... When you download an app or when you install an app or you sign up for some website or something like that, you're typically presented with several ways in which you can create an account. There's usually the tried and true classic method of creating an account using your email address and a password. But there's easier, faster ways, usually, to create an account that's tied to your Facebook page or your Twitter page or whatever. And it's usually faster because that's just a single press of a button. And it automatically creates the account for you that's, instead of having to receive your email and click the link to prove you're a real person or whatever, to confirm that it's your email, it just automatically does that via Facebook. And some of these apps presumably actually monitor what you're entering. They ask you for your login information or whatever. The whole convenient aspect of this to me is that it doesn't have to ask you for your Facebook login information, right? Like if I go to, like Amazon.com and I sign in using my Facebook account, it's not going to ask me for my Facebook login. It's just going to pull that information from my browser where I'm already logged into Facebook and I just have to click, you know, use Facebook. And the browser will provide the rest of the information for me.
Is this not called single sign-on or something like that?
I don't know. It may be.
I think it is. When you have a some account, whether it be Facebook or Google or whatever, and you use it to log in to, you know, other websites, basically.
It's super convenient, and I like it. It's insecure, obviously.
Yeah.
But
it's a bad idea all over, but
I mean,
yeah.
It is, but if you don't care about the thing, like me signing up for, I don't know, Discus, which is D-I-S-Q-U-S, I think it's a chat service that's utilized on many different websites. You know, you create an account in one place, and every website that uses Discus, you know, has notifications, and you can log into it or whatever. If it's something like that, I don't mind using my Facebook account or my Gmail or whatever because, okay, worst case scenario, someone gets access to my notifications and, can take control of my chats on the internet somewhere.
See, I understand using weak passwords because it's, you know, lazy, right? But I don't understand using a single sign-on system. It just seems like a bad idea written all over it.
Well, password managers exist now, so I don't even understand weak passwords anymore. I used to be one of these people who had like 4 or 5 passwords, and depending on the security of the thing I was doing, I would alternate between them. Like if it was just Facebook,
right,
it would use the lower security one. If it was some banking app, it would use my higher security one. But eventually, I got out of that habit, and I started using a password manager, which allows me to just have one super crazy secure password and two-factor authentication, not text messaging. Text messaging is not two-factor authentication. It tries to be, but it isn't. It's too easy for someone to call up your phone company and say, hey, I lost my SIM card. Can you send me a new one? Oh, also, I moved. So can you send it to this address? And your phone company will do it.
I want to ask you a question, but you probably shouldn't answer it.
Okay.
How does it work for multiple systems?
What do you mean?
So if I'm on another system, that's not my primary system with my password manager, right? You won't be able to log in.
Yes and no. The password manager that I use is a browser extension, so I could just...
So it stores your passwords in the cloud?
No, actually, it doesn't. I'm not exactly sure how that that works, but it doesn't do that. Does it... I think, I don't know, man. I don't know the intricacies of it. But I know that, see, now you have me doubting everything I've ever thought about LastPass, which is the password manager I use.
I have to say, I am very critical of password managers. I do not like the idea of password managers.
I don't think it stores it in the cloud. I think it's stored locally, and when I sign in, it finds some other browser out there that I'm signed in with, and it connects the two. I think that's how it works. But I'm not entirely sure.
That seems unlikely to me.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I don't know how it could possibly work if they're not stored in the cloud. And maybe they are, but they're encrypted?
It could be encrypted.
It's been a long time since I looked into it.
It's possible that the company that stores your passwords for you doesn't have access to the passwords because
they don't. I know they don't have access to the passwords. That's why I always assumed it wasn't cloud, but now that I'm thinking about it, it has to be, right?
I think so. I'm pretty sure that's how it works. It would storm in the cloud. And here's the thing. I don't know about any particular password manager. I just think they're a bad idea all over. But what I do know is that there are security issues with a lot of these password managers where, you know, your passwords will be stored on your computer and then it ends up on Apple or Google or whatever cloud. And then, of course, the government comes in and they want access to something. They just you know, subpoena it from Apple or Google, and magically all your passwords are, you know, are in the government's hands.
That's one thing I like about LastPass. Now that I never figured out what, I never asked whether or not it was cloud hosted, but now that I've thought about it more, it pretty much has to be. But they don't have access to your password, so I'm assuming they're encrypted. I'm going to look into that because, you know, I've been using it for a long time. It's like, if I need to switch to a different password manager, I should, if they're, you know. But anyway, more of that coming up, and more about how Facebook, you know, this one sign-on thing is a bad idea. 603-283, even though I'm guilty of using it. 603-283-6160.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
invited to take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking here about Meta and one sign-on systems that allow you to sign into other sites and services using like your Facebook and your Gmail and stuff like that. And that's different. When you use your Gmail account for it, it's different from creating an account on that site using your email address and being sent, you know, a confirmation to prove that it's actually your email address or whatever. And, of course, this got us talking about password managers and security in general. And I had never really given it any thought before about how LastPass really works, which is the password manager that I use. But it is cloud-based, obviously. The more I thought about it, the more I realized it absolutely, it obviously had to be. But it does decrypt, I mean, it does encrypt your passwords, and your decryption key is never sent to the cloud. So, I mean, it's as secure as one could hope for something that is cloud-based. I'm not a particular fan of it being cloud-based. I hate cloud-based everything for the most part. I would rather store things myself. But when it comes to passwords, there really isn't a great solution to the password problem. You either have 5 million passwords or you use the same 5-6 passwords on every different site.
Yeah, you know, this is interesting. I think there's probably a place for password managers. I just don't think it's generally a good idea to use them.
Well, I would also suggest that it depends on what you're using it for.
Right.
Right. Like, I wouldn't want to have the password to a crypto wallet stored inside a password manager, right? That would be something that either would be stored locally or, and you know, in an encrypted file, or it would be stored in my brain.
You know, that's an interesting question. I think it actually still depends. You know, there could be, when you're talking about security, there's often advantages and disadvantages, and you kind of have to weigh them depending on, you know, what kind of adversary maybe you're concerned about, for example.
You're absolutely right. The whole security thing in the IT world is a trade-off between ease of access. What's the word I'm looking for?
Ease of use.
We saw that with user account control and Windows Vista, maybe it was Windows 7. I don't remember which one it was, but basically anytime you tried to do anything on your computer, it made you enter your password again until everyone went in and turned it off, which was the only way of making it go away. But you have the same issue with antiviruses, and the more secure your system is, like if you want a phone that's actually secure and it's not spying on you, it's not sending information to Google or whatever, you're going to lose access to a lot of things, like YouTube.
I would say abandon your phone. That's what you're really looking for. Your phone is not secure. There's probably maybe two phones that exist that have like ever been manufactured that I would say you might be able to secure.
Right.
That's it.
Well, it's a losing battle for sure. The whole model of, you know, this thing is that it's a Trojan horse that is constantly spying on me that I carry around all the time, and I'm sacrificing some amount of my privacy for the convenience that it brings me.
Yeah, you can do better. Like you don't. Here's the thing. Let me back up a second. Let me quantify what I'm trying to say here. So, if you're concerned, it's more than likely the case that if there's a big enough adversary against you or interested in you, there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, there's very little you can do about it. On the other hand, if you simply don't want your data in the hands of every other, you know, corporation out there, you can stop that. You can hinder a lot of that. So it depends on what your security concerns are. You can keep your information from going to Google and Microsoft and Apple. But you know, if you're concerned about somebody breaking your encryption on your phone, that's you know, if they're like a government or something like that, that's going to be a lot harder to accomplish.
Absolutely. It's definitely much easier to keep corporations out of your phone than it is to like keep the government. And if someone wants them badly enough, there's probably a way to do it. The quantum computing is going to change things in the future. But at the moment, I believe there are charts out there that show that if you have, you know, letters, numbers, symbols, and all of that, and it's at least like 32 characters, it's going to take like 8 billion years for someone to crack your password. So
it's more about security is more about risk management. It's, you know, if you get a bulletproof door, but, you know, those are really strong doors, you know, it's not going to keep the government out. They're just going to drive a tank right through it, right? But on the other hand, if you're concerned about a bullet flying through the door, well, it may protect you.
It's very similar when it comes to corporations and stuff, at least. It's very similar to what happened in the first Purge movie when they pointed out that, you know, the security system that they had in this house to protect it, it wasn't going to last forever, and the point of it wasn't to keep everyone to keep the occupants safe throughout the night. It was to make other houses look more tantalizing. So, like, if these corporations, they want to spy on you, and you make it too hard for them, they're just going to say, screw it, let's just spy on this other person who isn't making it so difficult.
Yep.
And that's sort of what they want. You know, Facebook wants someone who's going to install their app, and so does Twitter and all of these other places. And if you are putting too many hurdles in their way, then, I mean, they don't have the resources or the time or even the desire to go out of their way to spy on you as an individual, because, first of all, who are you and why would they care? But there are other targets that are easier for them to look into.
Yeah,
basically.
Basically, corporate, as a business, right, you're looking, generally speaking, when you want to make money, really want to make money, I mean, and that's basically corporations, you're focusing on the masses. That's where you're going to make your most money. It's not making $5 off each person. It's making 1 cent off each person. Because if you've got, you know, 10 people and a niche industry and you make $5 off, you don't make that much. But if you have, you know, 300 million people or billion or 3 billion people or something like that, then all of a sudden that 1 cent makes you a heck of a lot more money than the 10 people in some niche market that you might be able to focus on at $5 a pop.
Absolutely. So Meta said that the apps they identified were listed in Apple's App Store and Google Play Store as games, photo editors, health and lifestyle services, and other types of apps to trick people into downloading them. I'm not surprised to hear that about photo editors. This isn't the first time I've heard. There were other photo editors recently that were like stealing crypto passwords or something along those lines. I don't remember exactly what they were stealing, but photo editors, it seems, in particular, are like way up there in percentage of likelihood of being some sort of spyware or, you know, some other tool to steal your data. Often, the malicious app would ask users to log in with Facebook and later steal their username and password according to the company.
Why would you need to log in with Facebook to use a photo editing app of some kind?
I don't know. That's a really good question, right?
Right. Like, I mean, this should be, like, sending, you know, like, yeah, I don't know, like, it should be like, I don't know, to me, I'd be like thinking, like, what is wrong with, there's something wrong with this picture.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, that's the way these things work, right? If you're using a free app or a free service or a free game or whatever, then you're the thing that's for sale. I don't remember exactly what the phrase is. But,
often, yeah.
But if you're downloading a free photo editor or whatever, you're what's being sold. They're tracking you.
Often if you're paying for it too, you're also being sold though. So it's a little bit of a tricky thing. I have to be a little bit careful with that when saying that.
In general, it's true of your phone. Anything you install on your phone is going to be spyware. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. Do they have the First Amendment right to do?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death rate from breast cancer has dropped by 43% in the past decade. According to an American Cancer Survey report, black women are still more likely to die from the disease, even with a lower incidence of it. A senior author of the report saying death rates are declining in black women, just in as almost all other groups, but the gap still remains. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, tragedy strikes in Texas.
Texas authorities say 84 illegal immigrants have been found in the back of a semi-truck near the southern border. Hidalgo County Sheriff Eddie Guerrero says some of the illegals were seen Thursday climbing off the truck in front of a residence in the border town of Weslaco. That's about a two-and-a-half-hour drive south of Corpus Christi. All suspects have been taken into custody. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Carrie W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is important to you, share your secrets, not your actual secrets, but what is your method for managing your secrets, so to speak. 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160. Speaking of sites that don't require you to sign in every time you go there, though, Bitcoin.com is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency. If you don't have any knowledge about this subject, it's time to go there. Click Getting Started at the top of the page and take just a few minutes out of your day to have a couple of short videos that you can watch to just get down the basics of this important life-changing information. And you don't need an account to manage your cryptocurrency wallets or anything like that. That's one of the beauties of it, right? There is no centralized service with whom you can create an account to manage your money for you in the way that we have banks and these centralized systems. That's what makes cryptocurrency so unique, is that it is decentralized. And it also makes it a bit of a problem. So if you forget your, quote, password, which would be, you know, your recovery keys or whatever, there's no one who can just reset it for you like there is at the bank. So it's important to learn about this stuff and the potential hazards of getting into it at Bitcoin.com. But if you do already know, Head on over to news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you. All of this on a sleek, easy-to-use website that, again, doesn't require you to have a password or a user account or any of this other stuff. There are parts of the site that would require you to do that, but Bitcoin.com in and of itself doesn't. It's absolutely amazing site. That's Bitcoin.com. Now, we're talking a bit about passwords and ways of managing passwords. There is no real easy way to do this, right? Like, it all depends on what you're trying to accomplish. A password manager is secure in a lot of ways, but it's not, I'm not going to put my most secure, my most important passwords in a password manager. Those are going to be, like, obviously, the account managing the password for the password manager, because you have a one master password that unlocks all of your other passwords, right? For those who have never used it, that master password is obviously not going to be stored inside the password manager. It's going to be stored just inside my head, and it's going to be super complicated. But there are other things that I wouldn't want to be stored inside there as well, like decryption keys and stuff like that, or decryption passwords. I wouldn't want that to be stored in LastPass or any other password manager. But like my Amazon password, sure, why not? My Facebook password, sure. Again, emails, these little minor things that, yes, it would suck if they got hacked, but it wouldn't be the end of the world, or it wouldn't be devastating. It would just be an inconvenience. That's where I think a password manager comes in, with like managing your Facebook, your Twitter, your silly little social medias, your emails and stuff like that. And maybe your bank accounts and things like that, but maybe not your bank accounts. And if they are managing your bank accounts, you should at least have two-factor authentication on them.
Especially if you can move money out through your online account.
Yes. And for those who don't know what I mean by two-factor authentication, I don't mean when you sign in, they send you a text message.
Oh, gosh.
Because that used to work. But then we discovered that all someone has to do is find out who your mobile carrier is, which is super easy for them to do if they have your phone number. All they have to do is call up your mobile carrier and say they're you, and they need a new SIM card. They just got a new phone.
That was always a joke, the two-factor cellular SMS authentication thing.
It's also because SMS isn't secure, right?
Right. Like, this has always been, like, it may make it a little bit more difficult for somebody, but It's that's not the way two-factor authentication should be. And it wasn't the way it was originally done. The way it was originally done was basically I think they used to call them secure IDs, and I think they still exist. But they used this for, like banks would use this, and particularly for, like, programmers, like connecting remotely, or anybody who was, you know, doing some sort of job with a bank or other secure facility.
You would want someone to be able to connect to your banking institution's network remotely using a code that was texted to them, right? That's a terrible idea.
Yeah, right. That's a terrible idea. No, there are better solutions. There's Google has something called, I think, Authenticator, and that's a way better solution where you basically have it changing code on your device. And there's also dedicated versions of these, dedicated devices that basically do the same thing. Because, again, we're talking about your phone not being secure. But that is still better than the SMS two-factor authentication.
See, a lot of people probably don't understand that difference because they think, well, it's on my phone. What's the difference, right? There are authenticators. There's one available. There's an authenticator program that's available for Linux. That's really, really convenient. There's also some for Windows. And the way these work, they're all more or less interchangeable, right? Google Authenticator, LastPass Authenticator, because right. LastPass also has an authenticator. I would recommend, if you're using LastPass's password manager, to not use their authenticator, just, you know, to keep those two things separate. I don't know if that's, you know, I don't know if using both is more insecure or not. I just know that me, as a user of LastPass, I don't want to use LastPass's authenticator. But, you know, they all do the same thing where they take this code that's usually time-based and they output some other code. They all function the same way and they do exactly the same thing. So one is probably as secure as the other. So I don't think Google, as evil as they are, I don't think their authenticator is necessarily any more shady than any others, except Google may store that little password that you use to create the authentication mechanism. They may store that in their cloud. I don't know. But it is available for phone and stuff like that. For a lot of people, they have the Google Authenticator app, and they get SMS text messages, and they just don't think there's a difference between opening this Authenticator app and opening their text messages to see. But see, in one of them, the authentication code travels to you from another server. And you don't want that because it could be intercepted, especially SMS, which just stands for, I think, Simple Messaging System.
Yeah.
And it's not encrypted. It's easy to intercept. And again, SIM hacking has been a thing for a very, very long time. And it's amazing how easy this actually is for hackers, right?
Yeah, it's social engineering is what it is. And it basically, what happens is somebody calls up your phone company and says, I want to transfer, you know, my phone number. They don't give their phone number. They give your phone number. And, of course, your phone number is probably out there publicly. You've probably given it to other people. You post it to a forum somewhere or Craigslist or wherever. And so they have it moved to another SIM card. And then they stick that SIM card into their phone. And then all of a sudden they can receive text messages, so now they can get access to your bank account.
And it's that, and you would think that, you know, it wouldn't be that easy, but it is. I use Sprint, like I said, you can find out what mobile carrier people are using easily, but I use Sprint, and a few months ago, just out of nowhere, a SIM card arrived in the mail. And I was like, oh, hold on, I'm not using this. This is shady, right? Yep. I didn't request a SIM card, and there's no reason why they should have just sent me one. So I just left it sitting there on my desk for a few weeks. I didn't really have the time to deal with it then. And I ended up contacting...
Don't tell me it was legit.
I ended up contacting them to find out, you know, why the hell did you guys send me a SIM card? Like, oh, yeah. Well, we did send you a SIM card. It is legitimate, and it's because we just merged with T-Mobile, and so this new SIM card will allow you to access both the T-Mobile and the Sprint cell towers to make your signal a little more reliable or a little faster or whatever.
Yeah.
So there was a legitimate reason for them to do it, but, like, that's not the way companies should be doing this, right? Because someone could have stolen that. And then I could have just had all of my cell data, and I would never even known it was supposed to be coming.
Honestly, I would have expected somebody to call up your provider and have them say, hey, I lost my SIM or something like that, and get the provider to send you another SIM, and hopefully they can get to your mailbox before you do to pick up that SIM, and then they have access. I mean, that's another technique, you know, for social engineering.
I didn't consider that. I didn't know where it came from, but, you know, I have security cameras trained on my mailbox, so that would have been silly of someone. But there's more of this tech talk coming up, including the First Amendment. There's not much more to say about passwords. It's a difficult situation, and there's no good answer to how to keep your password safe. But maybe you have a good idea. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up about the First Amendment, how it protects free coding is speech.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice and offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. As always, you're invited to take control of the airwaves. You can talk about whatever's important to you. You can talk about tech security and the trade-offs of convenience for security, or whatever's important to you. The new possibility of nuclear war is what they're saying, and I just don't think it's very likely, but Americans are freaking out, stockpiling anti-radiation drugs and stuff like that. I don't think nuclear war is going to happen, and if there is going to be a nuclear war, I have to tell you, I don't think a pill is going to do you much good. You know, I think at that point, just hold on and hope for the best. However, inflation is going to continue to happen. And we see that every single month that the new numbers come out. Inflation is record highs, 9.2%, 9.4%, numbers that mean nothing to people. But what you do know is when you go to the grocery store or you pay your electricity bill or whatever, it's more expensive than it used to be. That's the experience that we're all having right now. When I go to get something to eat, like I eat at one of my favorite places to eat around here is a Belgian restaurant called Fritz. And for the longest, my order, including my tip, came out to an even $50 every single time, because I always ordered two meals at once when I got there, and I always tipped very, very well. So it always came out to exactly $50. But then, over the last year, the price have increased, where now, if I was to tip the same amount, it would, hold on, let me rephrase that. $50 now would mean that the CSR at the receiving end would be getting $5 less as a tip, because that's about what has gone up, about 10 to 12%, something like that. I don't know the numbers off the top of my head exactly which percentage of that $50 was for food and which was tip. I don't remember. I do remember, however, that if I wanted to be fair and give the customer service representative, you know, what I was tipping previously, I had to increase the pay to $55 for the order, which is a sizable difference in the amount of food costs. And we've seen it all over. Gasoline, of course, got to, I think, almost $5 per gallon. Heating oil here in New Hampshire got to $5 per gallon, and it's expected to get worse, regrettably. The electricity rates, everything is getting more expensive. And you may be wondering, what the hell can I do to protect myself from this nonsense? Well, there are ways of protecting yourself from inflation. Historically, gold and silver have been the best ways of hedging your bets against inflation. And bullionmax.com/FTL will allow you to do that. That's where you can buy gold and silver. I bought their silver starter package using that link, bullionmax.com/FTL. It was about $140, I think, a bit expensive for 5 ounces of gold, but you're not, I mean, 5 ounces of silver, that would be amazingly cheap for 5 ounces of gold. But it's a bit expensive for 5 ounces of silver, but you're not just paying for the raw silver, right? It's got these stamps on it, and it's dated, and it's absolutely beautiful pieces. It's not just, here's a 5 ounce bar of silver. It's actual coinage, and it's beautiful because it's silver. And silver, if you've never actually seen a silver coin, it's breathtakingly beautiful. They really are. And Bullion Max now has the gold back, which we've been promoting on FTL for a very long time. Not promoting because we're not sponsored by them in any means, but we love the hell out of them. It's great. It took gold and it reduced it into a quantity that is usable to the average person, because the smallest unit of the gold back is the one. It's a thousandth of an ounce of, it's a thousandth of a troy ounce of gold. And I don't know if you know this, but if you wanted to carry around this $4 of gold as actual gold, it's going to be this little tiny, tiny little speck, and you're going to lose it. 100% going to lose it. You don't have to worry about that with the gold back. And you can get them now at bullionmax.com. They actually just released a new set of gold backs that I meant to order last week and actually didn't get around to it. It's the Wyoming gold back, I think. I think it's the Wyoming. So head on over to bullionmax.com/FTL to get those things. And these hopefully will allow you to protect yourself and your family as price increases only get worse as a result of inflation. I've got a story about inflation that I want to get into later on tonight. California, in order to fight inflation, has decided that the best course of action is to inflate the currency. They're now giving out...
Wait, what?
California, in order to combat inflation, is now giving out stimulus checks to all residents of California, which obviously is just going to make the problem worse. But that's not... All governments can do...
How does printing money...
I don't know, man.
Printing more money. Printing money is how we got the inflation in the first place. Printing more of it is not going to reduce inflation.
I know. I know that. It's by definition increasing inflation because it's an increase in the money supply. And the state of California isn't going to actually raise taxes to pay for this. And if they do raise taxes to pay for this, then it's a net loss for everyone involved, isn't it? If they're giving everyone $1,500 a month or whatever, but they have to raise taxes to pay people that amount of money, then why not just eliminate the tax and let you keep your $1,500 in the first place?
It gets worse because they have to collect something like $2,500 in order to give you $1,500.
Yes, because there's the middleman fee
right.
and the processing and all of that other nonsense that goes into it. So it's a net loss for everyone involved. And that's what I don't think people understand about these stimulus checks and stuff like that. They're going, oh, they'll tax people to pay for it, but... they'll tax you to pay for it. They're literally going to steal $1,600, $1,700 from you, do some nonsense with it, and then send you $1,500 back. And people will say, thank you, government. That's so helpful. I don't know why, but that's what they do. And so I guess we're going to get into that story now because I just closed out of it and I didn't mean to, but I can bring it back up real quickly. So, yeah, that's the story. California, $1,050 is up to the payment that people are going to receive. California on Friday, they're already deploying this.
Okay, I got to ask, what are they doing for businesses? Because usually what happens is whatever they've done for you, they've done 10 times over for businesses. And so you're actually going to be paying way more than 30%.
We'll see.
Cost overhead, because most of that that gets taken from you ends up going to the business, not you.
We'll see what the article has to say. I don't think it'll mention that, but California today began deploying one-time payments. So these are one-time payments. It's not recurring, at least, even though even though the price increases as a result of inflation by the government are continuing to increase. So they'll release more stimulus checks, right? That's what the government did. I'm surprised we haven't seen more stimulus checks from the federal government already. You know, they did the initial 600, was the initial 1,200? The initial was 1,200, and then they did a 600, and then Trump said, this is stupid, why not just make it an even 2,000, and they sent out another 1,400, if I remember correctly. One of them I didn't get for some reason. I think the $600 I didn't get. But the rest of it is money from the government. That you can't even turn it down if you wanted to. They just send it to you. And I'm surprised we haven't seen more of this.
They send it to people who that didn't even, how do I say this, they're not even real.
It was, they sent it to dead people.
Yep, dead people.
A lot of dead people received these stimulus checks. But now California is sending them because the federal government evidently isn't. The highest amount, $1,050, will go to married couples with a dependent. And $150,000 or less in income. Up to 23 million California residents are about to receive, quote, tax refunds. And I hate this. And we're about to go into tax season again. Like 3 months from now, people will be starting talking about their, quote, refunds again. And I hate everything about it. My sister is one of these people. I love my sister to death. But she talks about these tax refunds. And she's going to get one this year, this refund that's close to $10,000. That's what they got last year. And that's what they got the year before. And it's from having kids and all of this other nonsense. I don't know what goes into it. But apparently, if you have kids, the government just bends over backwards to give you money. I don't know why, but almost everyone I know who has kids talks about getting multiple thousand, $3,000, $5,000, $6,000, up to $10,000, quote, back. That's the word they always use.
And the crazy thing is, you never recuperate relative to the cost of having those kids, which always blows my mind, because it's like, it's not free money. You're not making money. You're just getting some of your own money back.
Well, I mean, having kids shouldn't be a way of making money. And if someone is going to have kids, they should be aware that this is going to cost a lot of time and a lot of money. And there's no way out of that. There's no shortcut around that. No way of government solving that problem for you. And people trying to get the government to solve that problem for them is how we end up with these child tax credits and government schools and all of this other nonsense. Government gives you the money to help pay for your kid, and they give you the daycare, which is the public school system. So you don't really even have to be a parent.
Where's my single male tax credit?
Well, I don't know. But I think you should get one. But people who don't have kids stimulate the economy more than people who do have kids. So how about giving some single childless people some tax money? 603-283-6160. It is.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.